بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is going to be our 44th session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language. Level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today's session is a continuation of Lesson 34, the final lesson of the Level 4 course. And as I mentioned last week, because of the fact that we were unable to complete the Arabic dialogue, which was originally scheduled for last week's session, I felt that it would be a bit of a rush to try to get through the Arabic dialogue from last week's session and all that we had intended to cover in this session. And plus the time for the class normally had been an hour and a half, but because the Asr prayer is getting earlier, we only have an hour and 15 minutes. So rather than rush through the lesson, alhamdulillah, I don't think that there's any major reason to cause us to have to rush. So today, inshallah, we're going to take the Arabic dialogue, and we're going to take the Arabic explanation of the matters related to al-mamnu' min as-sarf. And we'll add one more session in the final session, inshallah. Rather than try to rush through them today, we'll do all of the exercises, and a quick review, and then we'll do all of the exercises for this lesson in our session next week, which will be our final session, inshallah. Okay, so today, what we're going to be doing, we'll just have, as mentioned in the homework assignment, a quick review of the English key, which deals with, the words that are mamnu' min as-sarf for one reason, and those are two things, and the words that are mamnu' min as-sarf for two reasons, and they're divided into two categories, proper nouns and adjectives, and each of them have subdivisions. And after that, we'll read the Arabic text, analyze it, translate it, try to identify words that are mamnu' min as-sarf and the reasons for it. And after that, we will look at the Arabic explanation of everything related to mamnu' min as-sarf in this lesson. And we'll stop there with the Arabic explanations on page 282, the I'rab of the diptote. And next week's session, inshallah, we'll start with the exercises. Quick review, and then all of the exercises for this lesson we'll do next week, bi'idhin Allahi ta'ala. Okay, so let's get started. Because we don't have an hour and a half today because of the early timing of the Asr prayer. So the first thing we're going to start with is the quick review of the English key. All right, so we're not going to read the English key. We've read it previously. But what we want to do, what our intent is to just review it, okay, before we read the dialogue and the Arabic explanation of this lesson. All right, so on page 148, lesson 34, it says in this lesson we learned the following. Number one, al-mamnu'u min as-sarfi, the diptote. It is a mu'rab noun which does not accept the tanween. Okay, so the first point that we want to remind ourselves of is the word that's mamnu' min as-sarf, the diptote, is mu'rab. It's not mabniyun, it's mu'rab. It doesn't have a fixed ending. It changes its ending, but it doesn't take tanween. And the other point, it doesn't take kasra when it's majrur, with some exceptions. Alright, so that's the first thing. It is a mu'rab noun which does not take tanween. It's not mabniyun, it's mu'rab, meaning its endings change from being marfu'un to mansub and majrur. They gave us some examples of different types of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, yani for different reasons. The second point that we want to look at here, it is of two kinds, two divisions, two types. Nouns which do not accept tanween for only one reason. That one reason is sufficient to make it mamnu' min as-sarf. And nouns which do not accept tanween for two reasons. There has to be at least two reasons, okay? Those two reasons, either it's because it's a proper noun and something else, or it's because an adjective along with something else, alright? The next point is nouns which do not accept tanween for only one reason are divided into two matters, okay? The first matter is because it ends with alif at-ta'anith, the alif that indicates femininity. And this, yani, this first matter, were nouns that do not accept tanween for only one reason, And that first reason is because Alif Ta'anif is divided into two parts. Alif Ta'anif Al-Maksura and Alif Ta'anif Al-Mamduda. Okay, and they gave us examples of each of them. The second matter, yani due to which nouns become mamnu min al-sarf for only one reason, is al-jam'u, that's on the next page, 149, al-jam'u al-mutanahi. Yani if it is a jam' mutanahi, the ultimate plural. And there's a footnote about that, we read it last week. It means the ultimate plural, and I gave some example of it. The second thing, yani the second situation in which a word is mamnu min al-sarf for only one reason, if it is al-jam al-mutanahi. And this jam al-mutanahi is also divided into two parts. That is the plural on the patterns of either mafailu or mafailu. Alright? So this is the second matter due to which a word becomes mamnu min al-sarf with only one reason. That reason here is what? That it is a jam mutanahi. Yani a plural on the pattern of mafailu, like masajidu and madarisu, or plural on the pattern of mafailu, like mafatihu or manadilu. Alright, so what we're saying here is, words that are mamnu min al-sarf are divided into two main categories. Those which become mamnu min al-sarf for only one reason, and those which become mamnu min al-sarf for two reasons. As for those that become mamnu min al-sarf for one reason, they are divided into two parts. Either because of alif at-ta'anif, which is of two types, al-mamdud al-maqsura, or because it is jam mutanahi, which is two patterns, mafailu and mafailu. And they did make a note here that words on the pattern of mafailatun, yani mafail plus tarmabuta, are not diptotes. These words except tanween. And they also made another note here that even singular nouns on these two patterns, mafail and mafail, like tamatim and batatis, or tabashir and sarawil, even singular nouns on these two patterns are diptotes, mamnu min al-sarf. Okay, so that's the first part of mamnu min al-sarf. Words that are mamnu min al-sarf for only one reason, and they're in two categories, alif al-ta'anith, mamdud or maksura, or jam al-mutanahi, mafail or mafail, two patterns. The next matter, the next main category of mamnu min al-sarf words, are those which do not accept tanween for two reasons. For two reasons. And those two, and this one is also divided into two parts. The first reason is going to be that it's a proper noun along with another cause. And the second thing is because it's an adjective with another cause. Alright, so words which do not accept tanween for two reasons are either proper nouns that have along with it another cause, or they are adjectives that have along with it another cause. There have to be two reasons. Alright? So this is divided into two parts. Proper nouns that have another reason. Adjectives that have another reason. As far as the proper nouns, the other reason is one of six things. As far as adjectives, the other reason is one of three things. And those three things are related to three of the six matters in the proper nouns. Okay? Nouns which do not take tanween for two reasons are divided into proper nouns along with another reason, or adjectives along with another reason. As far as the proper nouns, the other reason that goes with it is one of six things. As far as the adjectives, the other reason that goes with it is one of three things. And those three things are related to three of the six things that are related to proper nouns. All right, so we're going to look at that just a little bit. This is just a quick review, but I'm trying to, give a framework that is easier to follow. Okay, so as far as the words that do not take tanween for two reasons, the first category are proper nouns, and there are six reasons. I'm going to just read through them quickly. Proper nouns, if it's a proper noun and it's also feminine proper noun, it's a proper noun and it's a feminine proper noun, those are the two reasons, then it's mamnu min al-sarf. Okay, and they also said here that feminine proper nouns that have three letters and the middle letter is sakin can be a diptote or a triptote. But what is better, what is awla, more preferable, is that it's used as a triptote, meaning that it's not mamnu min al-sarf, it takes tanween. The second reason is if they are non-Arabic proper nouns, a'jami. So if they are non-Arabic proper nouns, the general rule is that they are mamnu min as-sarf. Because they're what? They're proper nouns and they're also foreign nouns. So they are mamnu min as-sarf. However, if a foreign proper noun is masculine and it has three letters and the middle letter has sukun, it takes tanween. It's an exception to the rule. As far as the feminine non-Arabic proper nouns, and it's a proper noun and it's a foreign noun but it's feminine, even if it has only three letters and the middle letter is sukun, it's not, yet it doesn't take tanween. So the exception is if it's masculine, foreign proper noun, masculine, three letters, middle letter has sukun, it does take tanween. Feminine, foreign proper nouns that have three letters, middle radical has sukun, does not take tanween. They also noted here that if a non-Arabic word was taken in the Arabic as a common noun and later used as a proper noun, it takes tanween. The third matter, proper nouns that are ma'adul, that is on the pattern of fu'alu, like zufaru, umaru, zuhalu, and hubalu. Proper nouns that are ma'adul are mamnu min as-sarf. The fourth matter, proper nouns that end with the extra aleph and noon. Extra aleph and noon, like uthmanu, marwanu, ramadanu, and so on. It has an extra aleph and noon. These are mamnu min as-sarf. And here I want to note that this matter of the extra aleph and noon also is one of the second reason for an adjective to be mamnu min as-sarf. If it has that extra aleph and noon, but in adjectives it has to have a complete pattern of fa'alanu. It has extra aleph and noon, but it also, the first radical must be fatha. Not so in proper nouns that have extra aleph and noon. They don't have to be on the pattern of fa'alan. They can begin with fatha or dhamma or whatever. Okay, but the thing that they have in common is proper nouns that end with aleph and noon, and adjectives that end with aleph and noon are mamnu min as-sarf, but in adjectives it has to have a complete pattern of fa'alanu. Yani the first radical has to have fatha. Okay, that's the fourth matter. That proper nouns that have an extra aleph and noon, yani the original root letters are there, and then there's two extra letters, aleph and noon, added to it, mamnu min as-sarf. The fifth matter is if they resemble a verb. And this is also, yani related to, in adjectives, when they're on the pattern of af'alu. If they're on the pattern of af'alu adjectives, that pattern in adjectives is mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, so proper nouns that resemble a verb in their form, like ahmadu, which is on the pattern of a verb like adhabu, or yazidu, which is on the pattern of a verb like yabi'u. Proper nouns that resemble a verb in their pattern, in their form, are mamnu min as-sarf. Alright? As far as adjectives, it's only the pattern of af'alu. That's mamnu min as-sarf in adjectives. The sixth matter, proper nouns that are a compound of two nouns. Yani al-murakkab, al-alam al-murakkab, tarkiban masjiyan. A compound word of two nouns that came together as one word is mamnu min as-sarf. Is mamnu min as-sarf. That's the sixth thing. Alright, so as far as in proper nouns that are mamnu min as-sarf, we said that there are six reasons that, along with being a proper noun, there are six reasons that make it mamnu min as-sarf. If it's a feminine proper noun, if it's a foreign proper noun, if it is ma'adul, and we also have ma'adul in the adjectives, that's the third matter in adjectives that are similar to, yani in proper nouns, if it is an adjective that's ma'adul. The fourth matter is extra aleph and noon, we have that in adjectives. The fifth matter, if they resemble a verb, we have that in adjectives in the pattern of af'alu. And the sixth matter is they are the compound of two nouns. Those are the six matters. Along with it being a proper noun, any one of those six matters makes the word mamnu min as-sarf. Now we go to adjectives. Quickly, being an adjective is one reason. It has to have a second reason. And there are three matters that could be the second reason. Adjectives do not accept tanween. They are mamnu min as-sarf if it's an adjective and if they're on the pattern of af'alu. But this is with the exception that they must not be made feminine with ta' marbuta. If it's an adjective on the pattern of af'alu, but its feminine form Yani is made feminine by Tarmabuta, like Aramelun, its feminine form is Aramelatun, so it's not Mamnoon and stuff, even though it's on the pattern of Afalu, but because its feminine form takes Tarmabuta to make it feminine, it's an exception from this rule. Okay, so the first matter is adjectives that are on the pattern of Afalu, unless their feminine form is made by Ta Marbuta. The second matter, adjectives that are on the pattern of Fa'alan, yani have the extra Aleph and Noon, but they are specifically on the pattern of Fa'alan, like Mal'an, Atshan, Shaba'an, and Jaw'an. The third matter is if they are Ma'adul, and we found this in proper nouns, but here Ma'adul in the adjective is only one of two things. If they are numbers on the pattern of Fu'alu, like Thulathu and Ruba'u, or numbers on the pattern of Maf'alu, like Mathna and Mathlathu. Okay, numbers on the pattern of Fu'al and Maf'al. And the second thing is the single word, yani an adjective, this particular adjective, Ukharu, which is the plural of Ukhra, is the second type of adjective that's Ma'adul. These are the three reasons in adjectives. If it is on the pattern of Af'alu, if it is on the pattern of Fa'alanu, and if it is a number on the pattern of Fu'al or Maf'al, or the word Ukhra. The last thing we want to say is that the I'rab of the diptote, in summary, the diptote, we said that when it is majrur, not only it doesn't take tanween, but in terms of I'rab, when it's majrur, it doesn't take yani kasra, it takes fatha. There are two exceptions to this. One is if it has the definite article, alif lam, or if it is mudaf. And the final thing we said is that the words that are on the pattern of mafa'il, yani jam al mutanahi, on the pattern of mafa'il, if they are also manqus, then they have the i'rab of the singular manqus words. That is, when they are majrur and marfu'un, they do take tanween. Yani, they do take tanween if they don't have the ya, that is the last letter of the manqus word. And if they are mansub, then the ya is retained. Okay, so that type of i'rab is special to words that would originally be mamnoon and sarf because they are on the pattern of mafa'il, but because they are mafa'il pattern and they are also manqus. Manqus means a noun that its last radical is ya preceded by kasra, like al-qadi or al-wadi and so on, like this, al-muhami. So they have a special i'rab, the mafa'il, which would originally be mamnoon and sarf. Yani, if it's a manqus word, then it has a special i'rab. That is, when it's marfu'un and majrurun, it does take tanween. It loses its ya at the end, and it takes tanween in place of that ya. So it does take tanween, and when it is yani mansub, then it doesn't lose its ya, and it doesn't take tanween. And this is in three cases: when it's mansub, when it has alif lam, and when it is mudaf. And I think last week, I'm pretty sure that I said that in reference to mafa'il. But in any case, the point here is that words that are mafa'il and they are manqus, then if they have alif lam, or if they are mudaf, or if they are mansub, then they don't lose their ya. And when they are mansub, they don't lose their ya. And they also, you see the sign of the i'rab of being mansub with fatha. Okay, but when they are marfoon and majroor, then if they don't have alif lam, and they are not mudaf, and they are not mansub, if they are marfoon and majroor, then yani, they don't, in those cases they take tanween. As opposed to regular mafa'il words, which are mamnoom and stuff, they don't take tanween. So there's a special i'rab for manqus words that are on the pattern of mafa'il. Alright, that's basically what we can cover in terms of the English key. A little bit longer than I expected to take to do it, but in any case, hopefully, it will help us in the completion of this lesson. Okay, now what we're going to do is go to the Arabic text, the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 277, 278, and a little bit on page 279. And then we'll read the Arabic explanations that we just went over from the English key quickly. Then read the Arabic explanations, and that will be what we want to cover for today. Next week, inshallah, we'll take all of the exercises for this lesson. So it gives us one more week to to review this information, and preferably I would hope that we would memorize it. Okay, if you want to memorize it, what you want to do is you want to recognize that words that are mamnu'un min as-sarf are divided into two categories. Those that become mamnu'un min as-sarf for one reason, and those that become mamnu'un min as-sarf for two reasons. As for those that become mamnu'un min as-sarf for one reason, they are divided into two divisions. Those that end with alif at-ta'nith, and those that are in the pattern of al-jam al-mutana'i. Al-jam al-mutana'i. As far as those that end with alif at-ta'nith, they are divided into two parts. Alif at-ta'nith maqsura and alif at-ta'nith al-mamduda. As for those that are on the pattern of, or that are from al-jam al-mutana'i, they are divided into two patterns. Mafa'ilu and mafa'ilu. Okay? As far as words that are mamnu'un min as-sarf for two reasons, then they are divided into two main categories. Al-alam, proper nouns, and as-sifa, or al-wasf, adjectives. As far as al-alam, so that would be the first reason. The second reason would be one of six reasons. As far as the adjective, so that would be the first reason, and the other reason would be one of three reasons. Okay, so that's basically the summary. Please memorize those points. Mamnu'un min as-sarf for one reason, mamnu'un min as-sarf for two reasons. Two things that make it mamnu'un min as-sarf for one reason, two things that make it mamnu'un min as-sarf for two reasons, either a proper noun or an adjective. The proper noun also has to have one of six things to make it the second reason. The adjective has to have one of three reasons to make it the second reason for it to be mamnu'un min as-sarf. Okay, let's read the Arabic text on page 277 and 278 in the top of 279. And then we'll go to the Arabic explanation and complete our session for today. Okay, 277. And by the way, I haven't numbered my dialogue, but I think I'll number it before we get to the next session, because we're going to have to come back to this. So please number every single line, even if there's only one word on a line. Top of page 277, Ad-Darsu Ar-Rabi' wa Thalathun, the 34th lesson. The Mudarris says, Aina Williamu? Where's William? So we just note here that William is a alam ajami, a foreign proper noun, mamnu'un min as-sarf. Bilal says, Safara ila Makkata ma' aqribaihi alladhina ja'u min Londana. Yani he traveled to Mecca with his relatives who came from London. So the first thing we want to note is that Mecca is mamnu'un min as-sarf because it's alam mu'annath, feminine proper noun. And the second thing is that aqriba is also mamnu'un min as-sarf because it ends with alif at-ta'nith al-mamduda. And we also want to note that here it is, yani it's connected to ma aqribaihi, which makes it yani mudaf ilayhi majrur. And here, even though it's mamnu'un min as-sarf, it takes kasra. Why? Because this is the exception. The words that are mamnu'un min as-sarf take kasra when they are majrur, if they are in idafa or if they have alif lam. So here it is in idafa, so it has kasra. And the last word we want to look at is Londana is mamnu'un min as-sarf because it's alam ajami, foreign proper noun. In the next line, the teacher says, Kaifa halu jurjin al-yawma كانت به هما. How is, what is the condition of George today? He was having yani a fever. So the first word we want to look at here is George is a foreign proper noun, so it's mamnu'un min as-sarf generally speaking, but here because it is a foreign proper noun that's masculine, has three letters and the middle radical has sukun, so it's not mamnu'un min as-sarf. It's the exception to the rule. Also, we have the word humma, which is yani ending with alif at-ta'nith al-maqsura. Next, Bilal says, "Huwa al-yawm ahsanu walhamdulillah." Today George is better, and the praise belongs to Allah. Here we want to say ahsanu is a word that would be mamnu'un min as-sarf because it is a sifa, an adjective, and it is on the pattern of af'al. So it doesn't take tanween. The mudarris says, هذه دفاتر تلحة تلحتا with فتح. ويزيد with فتة وعمر with فتة ومعدي كرب with فتة. أين هم؟ Where are they? يعني the teacher said these are the notebooks of Talha, Yazid, Umar and Ma'adi Karib. Where are they? So all of these words, first the Fatir is on the pattern of Mafail, so it's Mamnu Min Asarf. Secondly, Talha is a feminine proper noun. Even though it's the name of a male, it's a feminine proper noun ending with Ta Mabuta, so it's Mamnu Min Asarf. Yazid is on the pattern of a verb, Yani, so it's Mamnu Min Asarf. Yani, a proper noun on the pattern of a verb is Mamnu Min Asarf. And Umar is a Alam Ma'adul. It's Ma'adul, and Ma'ari Karb is Alam Murakkab. Yani, it's a compound noun composed of two words, Tarkiban Masjiyan. In the next line, Yazid says, and Yazid is Yani Mamnu Min Asarf because it's on the pattern of a verb, like Yabiyo, Yazidu, Yabiyo. He says, Ha Nahnu أولائي يا أستاذ ها نحن أولائي يعني هؤلاء نحن here we are O teacher. The teacher says تكتبون في دفاتركم أشياء لا صلة لها بالدرس. You all are writing in your notebooks things which have no connection to the lesson. So here we want to say دفاتر is on the pattern of مفاعل ممنوع من الصرف, but here it's taking كسرة being مجرور because of a fee. It's taking kasra. Why? Because it is in idafa. Because of idafa. And ashya is also mamnu min asarf. And that's because its original form is ash-yi-a-u on the pattern of af'ila. Yani ending with alif ta'anith al-mamduda. Mamnu min asarf. Ma'adi Karib says nasma'u min ulama masaila shara'iyatan wa nahwiyatan. فنكتبها في هذه الدفاتر. يعني we are hearing or listening to the ulama who are scholars in the masail sharia, يعني legal issues, sharia issues, or يعني in issues of nahwi, nahu, يعني scholars in nahu, grammar. So we are writing them, يعني these masail, masail sharia, masail nahwi, we are writing them in these notebooks. So ulama يعني ends with what? Alif التأنيث الممدودة. And مسائل يعني is on the pattern منتهى الجموع on the pattern of مفائل. And دفاتر is also on the pattern of مفائل ممنوع من الصرف. But here يعني it's مجرور في هذه الدفاتر يعني as the بدل of هذه which is the object of the preposition في. But دفاتر here is taking كسرة and that's because even though it's from the form of a word that should be mamnu min asarf, but because it has alif lam, so words that are mamnu min asarf, if they are in idafa or they have alif lam, then they will take kasra. Even when they are majrur, they will take kasra anyway, as the exception. The teacher says al ahsanu an tukhassisu li hadhihi al masaili dafatira mustaqillatan. And after a pause, he says ikra al dars ya marwanu. Al-Ahsanu, so Ahsanu is a sifa on the pattern of af'al. It's a sifa on the pattern of af'al. But here it has alif lam, so in any case, yani, even if it was majrur, yani, it wouldn't act like it's mamnu min asarf. The second word which we are concerned about is masail, is on the pattern of mafail, muntaha jumu'. But it's taking kasra here, in this place where it is majrur, because it has alif lam. And also the fatir is on the pattern of mafail, we already mentioned, yani mamnu min asarf, because of it what being muntaha al jumu', pattern of mafail. And then we have ya marwan, a proper noun that proper nouns that end with alif and noon are mamnu min asarf. Yani alif makhtum bi alif wa noon zahidatain, yani as long as the alif and noon are extra letters beyond the original root letters, meem, ra, and waw. Extra letters, alif and noon in a proper noun, make it mamnu min asarf. Marwan says, قال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah the Most High said, يعني before he's reading what Allah says in the Quran, he's saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah from the rejected shaitan. Now he's reading the words of Allah, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى Surah Al-An'am 6 Surah 152nd Ayah. That when إِذَا قُلْتُمْ When you speak, when you give your word or judge or give evidence, then فَعَدِلُوا Be just. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى Even if it was against someone who is a near relative. So here the word that we're looking at is قُرْبَى Yani it is yani ending with alif at-ta'nith al-maksura. The next ayat that he reads is from Surah Al-Taha, 20th Surah, 86 ayat. فَرَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَى قَوْمِهِ غَدَبَانَ أَسِفًا Now Musa returned to his people, yani after he had left them to his brother Harun alayhi salam. He returned to them, finding them worshipping an idol. So he returned to them, angry and sorry about their condition. Here the word Musa is a proper noun, foreign proper noun. So it's mamnoon min as-sarf. And here ghadban is an adjective that has the pattern of fa'alan, complete pattern of fa'alan. Ends with alif noon, which are extra, but it's also, for an adjective, it has to be on the complete pattern of fa'alan, ghadban, yani jaw'an, atshan, like this. In the next ayat that he reads is from Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 3rd ayat. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْصِتُوا فِي الْيَتَامَ فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ So if you fear that you not be just, أَلَّا تُقْصِتُوا فِي الْيَتَامَ to orphans, if you were to marry them, you might not be just to them because they are orphans, then marry مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ Marry women of your choice, any that are pleasing to you, other than orphans. Methna in twos or threes or fours. So here we have al-yatama, which is also ending with alif, al-ta'anith, al-maqsura. And we also have the ma'adul numbers. Yani methna on the pattern of maf'al and thulath and ruba' on the pattern of fu'al. Yani numbers that are on these two patterns are from the one of the two types of adjectives that are ma'adul, the other one being the word ukhra. Okay, so these two are, yani mathna and thulath and ruba'a, these three words are from the sifa, the adjectives that are ma'adula. Okay, going to the next page, top of the page 278. Umar, which is a alim, ma'adul, ala wazn fu'al, and it's from the proper nouns, one of the six reasons why proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf is because it's an alam ma'adul. And it is said that it originally comes from amir. So then it swerved, yani deviated from its original form, amir to Umar. Umar says, Ya Ustadhu, kam ma'ana li'in. How many meanings are there for the particle in? The teacher says, ta'ati in, the particle in comes, lima'anin, with many meanings. Here, ma'anin is on the pattern originally. If you have alif lam, you'll see al-ma'ani on the pattern of mafail, should be mamnu' min as-sarf, but it's also a manqus word, yani whose last radical is ya preceded by kasra, and you see it with the alif lam, al-ma'ani mafail. But because it's mafail, but it's also mankus, so it takes on the i'rab of the mankus, singular mankus word. Mankus ala wazn muntaha al-jumu'. And in this case, the pattern of mafail. The two patterns that are muntaha al-jumu', mafail and mafail. So he says, ta'ati in lima'anin. It has comes with many meanings. Minha al-shart. One of its meanings is that it's a condition. كما في قوله تعالى as in the saying of Allah the Most High وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ يعني and if you fear يعني that's a condition if you fear then do such and such and so and so وَمِنْهَا النَّفْيُ the another meaning of in is that it has the meaning of negation كما في التنزيل as it came in that which was revealed إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ this is nothing more than the saying of a human being, they said, in hadha, yani, this is not, yani, the meaning of nephew. This is in Surah Mudathir, 74th Surah, 25th Ayat. وَتَأْتِي مُخَفَّفَةً مِنْ إِنَّ. And in also comes in its reduced form, yani without the shadda, from the particle إِنَّ, which is used for emphasis. Yani sometimes إِنَّ comes in its مُخَفَّفَة form, yani in. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. This is Surah Yusuf, 12th Surah, 3rd Ayah. A, the meaning of wa in kunta, wa innaka kunta. Indeed, you were. Min qablihi, before him, min al ghafilin. And before the Prophet came to you, of those people who are ghafil. That is what is mentioned in concerning the Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salam, in Surah Yusuf. Yani to the people that were being addressed there. That indeed, before him, you were of the ghafilin. In the next line, Talha, which is a feminine proper noun, even though it's the name of a man, it's a feminine proper noun because it has the linguistic ending, the feminine ending, ta marbuta. Talha says, ma mana qawsi quzaha. Qawsi quzaha, ya ustadu. What is the meaning of qawsi quzaha? So quzaha is a alam, quzaha is a proper noun that is on the, that is ma'dul, on the pattern of fu'al, on the pattern of fu'al, so it's mamnoon min as-sarf. Yani qawsi quzaha, yani quzaha should be mudafun ilayhi majroor. Sign of his majroor here is fatah instead of kasra because it's mamnoon min as-sarf, ma'dul, on the pattern of fu'al. So what is the meaning of qawsi quzaha, ya ustad? The teacher says, huwa qawsun, it is a qaws, a bowl, min nur, of light, yadhharu fi samaa, that appears in the sky, tara fihi, you see in it, alwana at-tayfi, you see in it, the colors of the spectrum, mutatabi'atan, yani following in succession, one color after another. So what is the meaning of qawsi quzaha? Yani it is a qaws, a bowl, that is made of light, that appears in the sky, and you see in it the colors of the spectrum, one following another in succession. So fuza, yani again, is mamnoon min as-sarf because it is a alam ma'adul on the pattern of fu'al. Nuh says, and this is a proper noun, foreign noun, and foreign proper nouns are mamnoon min as-sarf unless they are mudhakkar, masculine, ثلاثي, triliteral, ساكن الوسط, yani the middle radical being sukun. So if an alam, al-ajami, yani a foreign proper noun, is masculine, triliteral, and the middle radical has sukun, then it's not mamnoon min as-sarf. It's an exception. So Nuhun takes tanween. Nuh says, ma mana zuhala. What is the meaning of zuhala? Ya ustadu. The teacher says, huwa ahadu al-kawakib. It is one of the planets. So Zuhala is a proper noun that is on the pattern of Zuhal. Yani, it is a alam ma'adul. Proper noun, that is mamnoon min as-sarf because it's a proper noun and because it is ma'adul, on the pattern of fu'al. It is the name of the planet Saturn. The teacher says it's one of the kawakib, one of the planets, the planet Saturn. And here we have kawakib. Yani is mudaf ilayhi majroor, and the sign of being majroor is kasra, even though it's on the pattern of mafail, which should be mamnoon min as-sarf, but because, yani the exception to words that are mamnoon min as-sarf, yani not taking kasra when they're majroor, is if they have alif lam. Then they will take kasra when they are majroor. Or if they are mudaf, then they will take kasra when they are majroor. Otherwise, this pattern is from words that are mamnoon min as-sarf, and words that are mamnoon min as-sarf don't take kasra when they are majroor, they take fatha. So here it is, Sigatul Muntaha al-Jumu', yani it is al-Jam' al-Mutanahi, yani one of the two patterns, Mafail and Mafail, that's Mamnoon min as-Sarf. But because it has Alif Lam here, then it takes Kasra when it is Majroor. Yadkhulu Shabun, a young man enters, and he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the salam, yani of Allah be upon you, and the rahmah of Allah and His blessings. The mercy of Allah, the peace of Allah, safety and security of Allah, and the rahmah, the mercy of Allah, and the blessings of Allah be upon you. That's what he says when he enters. He says, أنا طالب جديد من أفغانستان. I'm a new student from Afghanistan. Afghanistan is a عالم أعجمي, foreign proper noun, ممنوع من الصرف. واسمي شاه, and my name is شاه. And this is also, يعني, a عالم أعجمي, foreign proper noun, which should be ممنوع من الصرف, except that it's triliteral. It has three letters, sheen, aleph, and ha, and the middle radical has sukoon. So foreign proper nouns that are triliteral, and the middle radical is sukoon, and it is mudhakkar, masculine, they are not mamnu min asarf, they are an exception. If they are feminine, foreign proper nouns, and they are triliteral, and the middle radical is sukoon, but they are feminine, then they are still mamnu min asarf. But masculine, no. If it has these conditions, it's foreign proper noun, but it is triliteral, middle radical is sukoon and it's masculine, it's not mamnu' min asarf, it's munsarif. Yani it changes, like regular nouns. The teacher says, ahlan wa sahlan, to the new student from Afghanistan, ahlan wa sahlan, min ayyi madinatin min mudani Afghanistana anta. From which of the cities, which city of the cities of Afghanistan are you from? Min ayyi madina, from which city? Min mudani Afghanistan, from the cities of Afghanistan, anta. Where are you from? Which city? So here we want to say that Afghanistan again is a foreign proper noun. Therefore, it is mamnu' min as-sarf. Shah, he says, min Balkha. I am from Balkha. So Balkha, this is a foreign proper noun. Alam a'jami. It's triliteral. It's mineralical has sukoon, but it's still mamnu' min as-sarf. Why? Because it is not masculine. It's feminine. Mu'annath. And because it's feminine. If it was masculine, we would say it's not mamnu' min as-sarf in this case, but here it is feminine. After this, yadkhulu al-muraqib. The monitor enters at this point. And he says, the muraqib says, afil fasli karasiyu wa makatibu kafiyatun. Are there in your in the classroom chairs and desks sufficient? Do you have enough chairs and desks in the classroom? So the first word here is karasi, which is on the pattern of mafa'il. Yet it's from those words that are mamnu' min as-sarf because of what? Because al-jam al-mutanahi. Because they are from the two patterns that are al-jam al-mutanahi. Yani mafa'il and mafa'il. So qarasi is on the pattern of mafa'il, mamnu' min as-sarf. And makatib is also mamnu' min as-sarf because it's also from al-jam al-mutanahi or muntaha al-jumu', yani on the pattern of mafa'il. So mafa'il and mafa'il are both mamnu' min as-sarf. These words represent each one of each of them. Turning to page 279, top of the page, we're ending the dialogue. The teacher says, La nahtaju. He says, La. Yani, do you have a sufficient desk and chairs? The teacher says, La. Nahtaju ila thalathati makatiba ukhara. We are in need of three more desks. Yani, makatib ukhara. Three other desks. So here we have makatib, which is yani mudaf to thalatha, majroor. Sign of being majroor is fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnu' min as-sarf, being from the al-jam al-mutanahi, yani from one of the two patterns of al-jam al-mutanahi, mafa'il. So therefore it's majroor, wa alam tujarrihi fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. And then we also have ukhara, which is from the two types of adjectives that are mamnu' min as-sarf. An adjective that is ma'adula. Sifatun ma'adulatun. There are two things. There are numbers that are on two patterns. Maf'al or fu'al or the single word ukhra, which is the plural of ukhra, which is the feminine of akhar, whose plural is akharuna. Ukha is the plural of ukhra, which is the feminine, meaning another, the feminine of akha. So this word is considered to be an adjective that is ma'adul. This is a single word that's considered to be ma'adul. And the explanation of that we'll see when we read the explanation of this lesson. And why it's considered to be ma'adul. And it's basically because it's on the pattern of ism tafdil. And ism tafdil, if it's nakira, then it doesn't have a plural and it doesn't have a feminine. And this word, yani, is a plural and it also has a feminine, yani the original word being akhar, yani on the pattern of af'al. The muraqib says, whispering or secretly to the teacher, yas'alu al-mudiru an Williama. The principal is asking about William. So here we have Williama, yani alam ajami, a foreign proper noun, mamnu' min as-sarf. It's majroor here because of an, and the sign of being majroor is fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. The teacher says, قُلْ لَهُ إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَحْسَنِي طُلَّابِ الْفَصْلِ. Say to him, tell the principal that William is from the best of the students of this classroom. Here we want to say ahsan is an adjective on the pattern of af'al, and adjectives on this pattern are mamnu' min as-sarf. But here, even though it's majroor by min, it's taking kasra, and that's because it's mudaf. Any adjectives that are mamnu' min as-sarf, or words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, when they are majroor, they don't take kasra, unless they are mudaf, or they have alif lam. Here it is mudaf. Mudaf to tulab. Yusma raninu al-jaras. At this point, they hear the ringing of the bell, and the teacher says, "Nadhhabu al-ana ila ma'amali al-lughati." Now we will go to the laboratory, the language lab. Ma'amal al-lughati. Ukhruju bihudu'in. Go out calmly. Wamshu mathna mathna, and walk in twos. Mathna mathna. Mathna is a sifa ma'adula. Yani, it's a sifa. And it's also ma'adul, and that makes it mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, that's the end of the dialogue. And we've pretty much covered, I think, most, if not hopefully all, of the words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. We also looked at some of them when they are majroor, why they're still taking kasra, either because of idafa or because of alif lam. And we looked at the words that are mamnu' min as-sarf for one reason and for two reasons. And we looked at, yani, the reasons for those. Yani, why, well, if it's for two reasons, what are the two reasons? Either it's a proper noun and one or other of the six reasons, or it's an adjective and one other of the three reasons. Okay, now we read the Arabic explanation of Arabic explanation of mamnu' min as-sarf. And again, we're going to look at it from two angles. Words that are mamnu' min as-sarf for one reason, and those are two things. Words that are mamnu' min as-sarf for two reasons, that's two reasons. Either it's a proper noun or an adjective. And if it's a proper noun, it has to have a second reason, one of six things. If it's an adjective, it has to have a second reason, one of three things. And once we, yani, remember or memorize these categories, then it will be easier for us to recognize and understand why words are mamnu' min as-sarf and how to treat them in terms of i'rab, and reading and speaking and so on. Okay, so we're in the upper part, close to the upper part of page 279, Arabic explanation that goes for 3.5 pages. And this is what we're going to complete our lesson with today, the reading of the Arabic explanation. And again, as I mentioned in the beginning, yani next week, inshallah, we're going to have an extra session instead of rushing through the rest of this lesson. Today, we're going to have an extra session next week in which we can take our time and go through all of the exercises for this lesson after having had 2 weeks to study mamnu' min as-sarf and all of its rules that we have summarized today several times. Page 279, near the top of the page, it says, وَرَضَ هَذَا الدَّرْسِ أَوْ وَرَضَ فِي هَذَا الدَّرْسِ أَمْثِلَةٌ لِلْمَمْنُوعِ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. In this lesson, there came examples of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, diptotes. And the definition of the mamnu' min as-sarf, huwa al-ismu al-mu'rabu alladhi la yalhaquhu at-tanween. And in the definition of mamnu min sarf is that it's a noun that's mu'arab. It's not mabniun. Its endings change from being marfoon to mansub to being majroor. It's a mu'arab word, but it doesn't take tanween. Yani normally mu'arab words take tanween, but this is a mu'arab word, though it's a special type of mu'arab verb word, and it doesn't take tanween. وَهُوَ عَلَى نَوْعَيْنِ It is divided into two main types. نَوْءٍ يُمْنَعُ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ لِإِلَّةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ One type which becomes مَمْنُوعٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ just because of one إِلَّة, one cause or one reason. وَنَوْءٍ يُمْنَعُ لِإِلَّتَيْنِ And another type that becomes مَمْنُوعٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ because of two reasons. As far as the first one, mamnu' min al-sarf for one reason, al-mamnu' min al-sarfi li'illatin wahidatin, because of one reason or one cause. So there are two categories of that. It's divided into two categories of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf for one reason. The first one is because it is end with alif al-ta'nif. And the second reason is because it's on the pattern of muntaha al-jumu'. So let's look at each one of them separately. Each one of them has two parts. The first one, ما كان مختوما بألف التأنيف المقصورة. It ends with ألف التأنيف, the ألف that indicates femininity, that is مقصورة, يعني ending with ألف مقصورة, or الممدودة, or ending with ألف الممدودة, the straight up and down ألف that looks like the number one. The ألف مقصورة is the one that looks like يا with at the end of a word without its two dots. So the first of the two reasons why a word is mamnu min al-sarf for only one reason is that it ends with alif al-ta'anith, the alif al-ta'anith that is maqsura, or the one that is mamduda. Wa min amthilati, and examples of it is marada, plural of marid, dunya, the world, hubla, yani pregnant, fatawa, legal rulings, hadaya, yani gifts, sahara, desert, حمراء, red, فقراء, plural of فقير, يعني حمراء, the feminine of أحمر, أصدقاء, the plural of صديق. So these are examples of words that end with ألف, either ألف مقصورة or ألف ممدودة, the ألف that indicates femininity, ألف التأنيث المقصورة or ألف التأنيث الممدودة. So the alif al-ta'anith al-mamduda ends with the straight up and down alif followed by hamza. The alif maqsura ends with the alif that looks like ya without its dots. And there are two exceptions here, as one of the students pointed out last week. Jazakallahu khair. Dunya and hadaya. Yani these are alif maqsura that are written like alif mamduda because of being preceded by the letter ya. So it, instead of ending with the ya, again, the ya without its two dots, it's written as alif, and Allah knows best. The second type of words that's mamnu' min al-sarf because of one reason is ma kana ala wazni. This is number two, ma kana ala wazni, bottom of page 279. Ma kana ala wazni muntaha al-jumu'. Yani the ultimate plural, also known as al-jam al-mutanahi. Okay, we'll try to stick to one word so we don't confuse ourselves. But I think in certain places in the book it uses muntaha al-jumu', and then in the key it uses al-jam al-mutanahi. But here we see muntaha al-jumu'. So both words are used and both of them have the same meaning. In the key it has al-jam al-mutanahi on page, English key on page 149b, they use the word al-jam al-mutanahi. Here in the Arabic explanation we're using the word muntaha al-jumu'. Both of them have the same meaning. Both of them have the same meaning. The ultimate plural, and it's one of two patterns, mafail or mafail. So the second case of the word that's mamnu' min al-sarf for only one reason is ma kana ala wazni muntaha al-jumu'. It's on the pattern of muntaha al-jumu'. Wa huwa ma kana ala wazni mafail wa mafail wa ashbahihima. So what is the wazn of muntaha al-jumu'? It's words that are on the two patterns of mafa'il or mafa'il wa ashbahihima, and words that are similar to them, meaning they might not have meme in the beginning, But the letter in the beginning, the extra letter in the beginning, has fatha followed by fa, yani a second radical that has fatha aleph, third radical that has kasra. Mafa'il, yani it could be with a meme or it could be with another letter but having the same vowel pattern. Okay? Wa min amthilatihi, and we'll see some examples of mafa'il and mafa'il, and those words that are ashbahihima, that are similar to them, that resemble them. Okay, mafa'il, we have masajid. Mafa'il, we have mafatih. Masajidu, mafatihu. So those are two examples of mafa'il and mafa'il. Then similar to them, that don't begin with mim, is fanadiqu and shawariu. Those are similar to mafa'il. Yani meaning that the first letter has fatha, the second letter has fatha aleph, the third radical, the third letter has kasra. Just like mafa'il, but without mim, fanadiqu, or shawari'u, or rasa'ilu, hotels and streets and letters or essays. Then we have, similar to the pattern of mafa'il, but without mim, we have fanajinu, teacups, asabi'u, weeks, yani like weeks of the, yani, W-E-E-K-S, yani usbu'a, plural of usbu'a. And tha'abinu, snakes. So these are examples of that which is similar to the pattern of mafa'il, except that they don't begin with fatha, but they have the same vowel pattern. The first letter takes fatha, the second letter takes fatha aleph, the third letter takes kasra followed by ya, elongation. Okay, so these are what is similar to mafa'il. Just as fanatic and shawari are similar to mafa'il. Okay, turning to the next page, completing this first type of mamnu' min as-sarf, that's mamnu' for only one reason. It says, yani the first one is what? It ends with alif, at-ta'anith, maqsura or mamduda. The second one is on the pattern of muntaha al-jumu', yani mafa'il or mafa'il, or what is similar to them. And then it says, wa kadhalika yumna'u min as-sarf al-mufradu alladhi ala wazni muntaha al-jumu'. So likewise, even singular words that are on these two patterns, the pattern of muntaha al-jumu', mafa'il or mafa'il, singular words, they are not plurals, but they are on one of these two patterns of, you know, muntaha al-jumu', so they are also mamnu' min as-sarf. Wa min amthilatihi, and examples of this, a singular word that's on one of these two patterns, is tamatim, tomatoes, batatis, potatoes, both of them are on the pattern of mafa'il. And the singular words that are on the pattern of mafa'il are like tabashiru and sarawilu. Those are all singular words, but they are either on the pattern of mafa'il or mafa'il. Okay, now we go to the second part of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Those which are mamnu' min as-sarf for two reasons. And those two reasons are going to be either it's a proper noun along with another reason, or it's a sifa, an adjective, along with another reason. As far as the proper nouns that have another reason, there are six possible second reasons, along with it being a proper noun. As far as the adjective, along with another reason, there are three possible second reasons, along with the fact of it being a sifa. Alright, so these are words that are mamnu' min as-sarf for two reasons. The first reason is either it's a proper noun, al-alam, or it's a sifa, an adjective. Then it has to also have a second reason. Okay, so let's look at it. Top, near the top of page 280, it says, al-mamnu' min as-sarf li'allatayni. Yani words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, but to have two reasons. Wa huwa imma alamun wa imma sifatun. So it's either going to be a proper noun, alam, with another reason, from six possible reasons, or it's going to be a sifatun, an adjective or wasf, that has a second reason along with it from three possible second reasons. So the first one is al-alam, al-mamnu' min as-sarf. Yani, it's a proper noun, it has to have one other cause with it from six possible causes to make it mamnu' min as-sarf. The first cause is a proper noun, but it has to have something else with it as a second illah, in order for it to be mamnu min al-sarf. So al-alam, al-mamnu min al-sarf, proper nouns that are mamnu min al-sarf. Yumna al-alam min al-sarfi idha kana. Proper nouns are mamnu min al-sarf if they are the second reason. One, mu'annathan, if they are mu'annath. It's a proper noun and it's also feminine, a feminine proper noun. Umin amthilatihi, and from its examples are aminatu, wa zaynabu, wa hamzatu. There's a footnote here, very important footnote. It says, aminatu, lafdhuha, wa musammaha, kilahuma mu'annath. Yani its wording and the one that is named by it, both of them are feminine. Yani the wording of the name Amina is feminine, it has termabuta. And the one who is called by this name is also a female. So it's loved, its wording, and it's musamma, the one who is named with it, both of them are feminine. As opposed to Zainabu, lafdhuha mudhakkar. Its wording is masculine, it doesn't have termabuta. Wa musammaha mu'annath. But the one who is named with that name is a female. So its wording is masculine, but the one who is named with it is feminine. As opposed to Hamza, lafdhuha mu'annath wa musammaha mudhakkar. Yani its wording is feminine, it has termabuta, but the one who is named with it is masculine. So we have three examples here. Yani a feminine proper noun, the wording is feminine and the one named by it is feminine. That's Amina. And then we have Zainab, its wording is masculine, but the one named by it is feminine. And then we have Hamza, its wording is feminine, it has termabuta, but the one named by it is masculine. So this is, and here they give us three examples, and each of these examples has something different about them. So proper nouns have to have a second reason, one of six reasons. The first of the second reasons is that it is an alam and it is mu'annath, feminine. And then they gave us these examples. So it says, إِذَا كَانَ الْعَالَمُ الْمُؤَنَّثُ. This is an exception to the rule. Proper nouns that are feminine are ممنوع من الصرف. But إذا كان العالم والمؤنث ثلاثيا ساكن الوسط الوسط كهند ودعد وريم جاز صرفه ومنعه وصرفه أولى. So the feminine proper noun, if it is ثلاثي trilateral, ساكن الوسط, its middle radical, second letter is, has sukoon, like hind, or dad, or reem. Then it is permissible. Sarfu is permissible, yani to make it masroof, taking tanween, wa man'uhu. And it being mamnu min sarf is also permissible, but sarfu, it being masroof, munsarf, is awla, is better. Yani is more fitting, is more proper. So, feminine proper nouns are mamnu min al-sarf. But if they are thulathi and the middle radical is sukoon, then it's permissible for it to be masruf, and it's permissible for it to be mamnu'. But what is better is that it be yani masruf, that it takes tanween. The second proper nouns that are ajamiyan, if they are ajamiyan, either kana ajamiyan, proper noun, and it's foreign, it's mamnu min al-sarf. Wa min amthilati Ibrahimu wa Pakistanu wa Londonu. Ibrahim being the proper noun of a person, Pakistan being the proper noun of a country, proper name of a country, and London being the name of a city. All these are proper nouns, and they are foreign proper nouns, so they are mamnu min al-sarf. But there's an exception to foreign proper nouns being mamnu min al-sarf. إذا كان العالم العجمي ثلاثيا ساكن الوسط مذكرا انصرفا. If a foreign proper noun is triliteral and the middle radical has sukoon and it's masculine, then it is not ممنوع من الصرف. انصرفا يعني it takes تنوين. ومن أمثلتي, and examples of it is نوح شيث لوط جُرْجُن خَانٌ and شَاهٌ. All of these are foreign proper nouns that originally should be مَمْنُوع مِنَ الصَّرْفِ, but because they are ثُلَاثِي, each of them has three root letters, the middle root letter is سُكُون, and they are masculine foreign proper nouns because they are masculine vowel proper nouns that have three letters and the middle radical has sukun, they are an exception, so they take tanween. As far as feminine foreign proper nouns, even if they are thulathi and they have the middle radical as sukun, they are not exception, they are still mamnoon and surf. That's what it says here. أما الثلاثي الساكن والوسط المؤنث فيمنع. And as far as foreign proper nouns that have three letters and the middle radical is sukun and it's feminine, it's still mamnoon and surf. ومن أمثلته, and from its examples, أبلخن, name of a city in Afghanistan, وحمسن, the name of a city in Syria, وَنِيسٌ مَدِينَةٌ فِي فَرَنْسَى, city in France, وَمُوشٌ مَدِينَةٌ فِي تَرْكِيَّ, a city in Turkey. So these are examples of what? Foreign proper nouns that are feminine. And they are triliteral, and the middle radical has sukun, but they are feminine foreign proper nouns that are triliteral with the middle radical sukun. They remain مَمْنُوم وَنَصَرْف. The third reason why a proper noun will be, and if it's added to being a proper noun, is that it's ma'adulan. إذا كان ma'adulan. يعني العالم proper noun إذا كان ma'adulan. If it is ma'adul, then it's ma'adul and itself. What do we mean by ma'adul? A كان على وزن فوال. If it's on the pattern of فوال. And a proper noun that's on the pattern of فوال is called ma'adulan. ومن أمثلته, and examples of it, عمر وزفر وزحل وهبل وقزح. يعني عمر being the name of a man and زفر as well. زحل being the name of a planet, Saturn. هبل being one of the pagan idols of جاهلية. And قزح يعني is the word that's used for a rainbow. كوسو قزح, a rainbow. Okay, after this, we turn to the next page and looking at the fourth reason, that will be a second reason along with it being a proper noun. If a proper noun is كان مختوما بألف ونون زائدتين, يعني a proper noun that ends with ألف and نون that are extra letters beyond the three root letters. ومن أمثلته مروان ورمضان وشعبان وعثمان. Proper nouns that end with an extra alif and noon, like Marwan, the root letters are mim, ra, and waw, has extra alif and noon. Ramadan, ra, mim, dot, extra alif and noon. Sha'ban, sheen, ayn, ba, extra alif and noon. And Uthman, yani ayn, fa, mim, extra alif and noon. Proper nouns that have an extra alif and noon, they are mamnoon and asarf. They don't have to have the pattern of having fatah on the middle radical. You see, Marwan has it, Ramadan has it, Sha'ban. Uthman doesn't. Sufyan doesn't. So they are proper nouns that end with alif and noon, even though the first radical is not a fatah, that's required. The pattern of yani fa'alan is required for adjectives, not for proper nouns. Proper nouns just have to have an extra alif and noon at the end. It became mamnoon min asarf. The fifth, second reason for a proper noun being mamnoon min asarf is ala waznu fi'lin. Ala waznu, I don't know, I'm seeing here, I'm looking at ala waznu, but it should be ala wazni. And ala wazni with kasra. It's a majroor because of ala. Ala wazni, fi'lin. It's on the pattern of a verb. Whether it's like, wa min amthilatihi ahmadu, which is like the verb adhaba. Or yazidu, like the verb yabi'u, yani on the pattern of a verb. A proper noun that's on the pattern of a verb is also mamnoon and asarf. So we also have in adjectives that are on the pattern of af'al. But for adjectives, it's only the pattern of af'al. For proper nouns, it could be any pattern of a verb. For adjectives, it's only for the pattern of afa'al. Alright, so this is mamnoom and asarf. And the last, second reason for a proper noun being mamnoom and asarf is it is إذا كان مركبا تركيبا مزجيا. يعني if it is a compound word that two words came together to form one word. They are mixed together into one word. Compound word, where two words came together to make one word. Murakkaban, compound. Tarakiban, it's, yani, it's compounding is masjiyan, where they mixed together the two words to make one word. وَمِنْ أَمْثِلَتِهِ مَعَدِي كَرْبْ وَحَدْرَمَوْتْ, and other than that, yani, these are two words come together. Ma'adi, stomach. Ma'adi karib, yani stress, and hadra, yani present, yani from hadra and maut, death. Two words came together to form one word. This is called a murakkab tarkiban masjiyan. So this is the sixth reason in which proper nouns, any one of these six reasons, along with it being a proper noun, makes the word mamnu min as-sarf. The first of them, it's a proper noun that's mu'annath, feminine proper noun. Second one, a'ajamiyan, it's a foreign proper noun. Third one, ma'adulan, it is a ma'adul proper noun, meaning it's on the pattern of fu'al. The fourth one, it's ending with alif and noon, which are extra letters. The fifth one, ala wazn fi'l, it has the verb pattern. And the sixth one, murakkab tarkiban masjiyan. So of these six causes, three of them we find similar second causes in adjectives. An adjective, if it has a second cause, three possible reasons, three of them are similar to the six that came for pronouns. I mean, that came for proper nouns. That is, being ma'adul, having ending with alif lam, or having the pattern of a verb, but specifically the pattern af'al. So those three are similar to three reasons, which are second reasons for a proper noun being mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, so let's look at these three reasons. From the sifa, the adjective that's mamnu min as-sarf, it has to have a second reason. Tumna'u as-sifatu min as-sarfi idha kanat. Yani the adjective is mamnu min as-sarf if it has as a second cause, number one, ala wazni af'al, if it's on the pattern of af'al. Wa min amthilati akbaru, bigger, ahsanu, better, ahmaru, the color red. An adjective that's on the pattern of af'alu. وَيُشْتَرَتُ فِيهَا أَلَّا يُؤَنَّثَ بِالتَّاء. But there's a condition though for the adjective that's on the pattern of afalu to be mamnu min as-sarf. The condition is that its feminine form should not be formulated with ta' marbuta. Yani if the feminine of akbar or ahsan or ahmar was formulated by adding ta' marbuta, it wouldn't be mamnu min as-sarf. Alright? فَإِذَا أَنَّثَ بِالتَّاء. Yani, but if it's made feminine with ta, yani ta marbuta, and sarafa, then yani it's no longer mamnu min as-sarf. It's masruf. For example, armalin, armal means a widower, a man who has been widowed. The feminine form of it is formed by forming ta marbuta. So even though it's on the pattern of af'al, and it's an adjective, but because it's feminine, it's formulated by just adding ta marbuta, so it's not mamnu min as-sarf. فَإِنَّ مُؤَنَّثَهُ أَرْمَلَهُ. Yani the feminine of أَرْمَل is أَرْمَلَهُ, with just by adding ta marbuta. In that case, even though it's an adjective and it's on the pattern of afal, it's not مَمْنُوَ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. That's the exception. Number two, the second reason why an adjective would be مَمْنُوَ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ, عَلَى وَزْن فَعَلَان. Yani it has the extra alif lam, but it also has to stick to the pattern of the first radical taking, fatta. Unlike proper nouns that end with the extra alif and lam, extra alif and noon, I mean, proper nouns that end with the extra alif and noon, even if they're not on the pattern of fa'alan, yani beginning with fa'fata, they are mamnu min as-sarf. But adjectives must have a complete pattern of fa'alan, ala wazn fa'alan. Yani it ends with alif and noon, but it also has to agree with the pattern of fa'alan, the first radical taking fatha. Wa min amthilatihi, from its examples, is jaw'an. It ends with alif and noon, but it also begins the pattern with fatha. Shaba'an, yani hungry. Shaba'an, feel, a person has eaten their fill. Atashan, thirsty. Mal'an, yani the container or the cup or the glass is full. Mal'an. All of these are on the pattern of fa'alan. In addition to them ending with alif noon, they also have the first radical taking fatha. Number three, an adjective is going to be mamnu min as-sarf if it also is ma'adula. يعني صفة معدولة. والصفة المعدولة شيئين شيئان. So the adjective that is considered to be معدولة is one of two things. A. العدد الذي على وزني فعال ومفعل. يعني it is a number. The number that's on one of the two patterns, فعال or مفعل. So a number that is on the pattern of فعال or مفعل is ممنوع من الصرف, because number one, it's an adjective, يعني specifically a number, and number two, because it's one of these two patterns, ومن أمثلته ثلاث, يعني that's the pattern of فعال, ثلاث, ورباع, and on the pattern of مفعل, مثنى ومثلث. So either numbers on either of these two patterns are ممنوع من الصرف. فثلاث معدولة عن ثلاثة ثلاثة. يعني ثلاث has deviated or swerved from the original form, which is ثلاثة ثلاثة, 3 by 3. So here we just have ثلاث and it means 3 by 3. So it's معدولة from ثلاثة ثلاثة. And the second type of صفة that's معدولة is one single word. با here says كلمة أخرى أخرى. And then it has a footnote explaining why أخرى is ممنوع من الصرف. It says here معنى العدل, يعني being معدول في هذه الكلمة, the reason why it's considered to be معدول, أنها جمع, because it is أخرى is the plural of أخرى, which means another, feminine. وهي تأنيث آخر, and it is the feminine of آخر, يعني أخرى is the feminine of آخر. وآخر على وزن أفعال التفضيل, and آخر is on the pattern of أفعال التفضيل. الذي لا يجمع ولا يؤنث مدام نكرة, and this pattern of أفعال التفضيل, مدام نكرة, as long as it's indefinite, it doesn't make a plural, يجمع, nor does it become feminine, يؤنث, as long as it's نكرة, indefinite. It doesn't have a plural form or a feminine form. وليس كذلك آخر. But آخر is not like that. Even though it's on the pattern of أفعال التفضيل, even when it is indefinite, it can be made feminine and it can be made plural. فإنه يجمع ويؤنث. It's made plural and it's also made feminine. ولا يذكر بعده من, and we don't use من after it, like we say أكبر من or أصغر من. There's no من coming after it. وآخر من هذه ناهية. From this perspective, آخر is معدولة. It's deviating from اسم التفضيل. يعني it differs from the regular اسم التفضيل in that when it is نكرة, it can be made feminine and it can be made plural. So because of this deviation from the regular pattern of اسم التفضيل, فمنعت من الصرف. So it is prohibited, يعني, from making the changes of normal words that are معرب. It's معرب, but it doesn't make all the changes. It doesn't take تنوين and it doesn't take كسر when it's مجرور, unless it is مضاف or it has ألف لام. Okay, closing out this lesson for today, what we're going to do for today, Arabic explanation of ممنوع من الصرف. On page 282, we have أحكام الممنوع من الصرف, يعني the rules related to the words that are ممنوع من الصرف, يعني the إعراب of the diptote. So there are two matters that we want to look at here, three matters. The first is the two things about ممنوع من الصرف that are special to all words that are ممنوع من الصرف. That is, الممنوع من الصرف لا ينون, it doesn't take تنوين. That's the first thing. That's particular to all words that are ممنوع من الصرف, generally speaking. Number two, يجر بالفتحة. And the words that are ممنوع من الصرف, when they are مجرور, they take فتحة. ما لم يكن مضافا, as long as they are not مضاف. أو مهلة بألف لام, as long as they are not مضاف, and as long as they don't have ألف لام, then when they are مجرور, they take فتحة instead of كسرة. But if they are مضاف, or if they have ألف لام, now they act like regular words. When they are مجرور, they take كسرة. فإذا أضيف أو حلية, so if it became مضاف, the first part of an إضافة construction, or it is decorated with ألف لام, يعني connected ألف لام to the beginning of it, جر بالكسرة. In that case, it doesn't act like ممنوع من الصرف. When it's majrur, it will now take kasra. If it has alif lam or it's mudaf and it's majrur, it will take kasra. For example, darastu fi madarisa kathiratin. I studied in many schools. Here, madaris is majrur by the preposition fi. But because it's mamnoon with itself, it takes fatah instead of kasra. As you see, the not taking kathiratin kasra. The exception to that is like darastu fi madarisi al-mamlakati. Here the same word madaris is the object of the preposition fi. Again, but this time it's taking kasra because it's mudaf. It's the first part of the mudaf construction. I studied in the schools of al-mamlaka, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Another exception is darastu fi kathirin min al-madarisi. I studied in many of the schools. Here, again, the same word madaris is taking kasra because it's the object of the preposition min, but it's taking kasra because it has alif lam. So words that are mamnoon min al-sarf don't take tanween, and words that are mamnoon min al-sarf don't take kasra when they are majrur, unless they are the first part of an idafa construction or they have alif lam. The third matter and the final matter that we're going to cover today is in reference to the ahkam of mamnoon min al-sarf, and that is al-manqus. Words that are manqus. Remember we said that? Manqus are words that the final radical is ya preceded by kasra. Like al-muhami or yani al-qadi or al-wadi and so on. So the manqus min al-jam al-mutanahi. The manqus that's on the pattern of al-jam al-mutanahi. Yani mafail or mafail. Or specifically here we're talking about mafail from jam al-mutanahi. If the word is also manqus, يُعَامَلُ مُعَامَلَةَ الْمَنْقُوسِ مِنَ الْمُنْصَرِفِ. So then it is treated in that case. If a word from the جَمْ الْمُتَنَاهِ on the pattern of مَفَايِل is also مَنْقُوسِ, it's treated like the مَنْقُوسِ words, which are not مَمْنُوم مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. It's treated like them. It's treated like مَنْقُوسِ words that are not مَمْنُوم مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. Even though it's on the pattern that should be مَمْنُوم مِنَ الصَّرْفِ, but if it is also مَنْقُوسِ, it's treated like the manqus words that are not mamnoon min al-sarf. فَتُحْذَفُ يَاؤُهُ رَفَعًا وَجَرًّا وَيُنَوَّنُ. Yani, so what happens here? If a word that should be mamnoon min al-sarf because it's on the pattern of mafail, but it's also a manqus word, its final radical is ya preceded by kasra, فَتُحْذَفُ يَاؤُهَا. It's ya, the final radical, is omitted. When it is raf'an and jarran, when it is marfu'an or majrooran, yani its ya is omitted. Wa yunawwanu, and it takes tanween. Not when it's mansoob. When it's mansoob, its ya remains, and it also doesn't take tanween. But when it is marfu'an and majrooran, it does take tanween, kasratain, because its ya is going to be, yani the final radical ya is going to be deleted. So they give us three examples, marfu and mansub and majrur. This exception of words that are jam al-mutanahi on the pattern of mafail, this exception, because they are manqus, is in reference to when they are marfu'un and majrur, not when they are mansub. So the first example is marfu'un, hadhihi al-kalimatu laha ma'anin kathiratun. This word has many meanings. Laha ma'anin كثيرةٌ. مَآنٌ here is the مُبْتَدَى of the new sentence. لَهَا مَآنٌ كَثِيرَةٌ. So the meaning of this sentence will be مَآنٌ كَثِيرَةٌ لَهَا. Yani this word, what about it? It has many meanings. So مَآنٌ is مُبْتَدَى مَرْفُوعٌ, but the sign of it being مَرْفُوعٌ, because it's a مَنْكُوس word, then the special إِعْرَاب for مَنْكُوس words is that when they are مَرْفُوعٌ, if they don't have أَلِفْ لَام and they are not mudaf, then they lose their ya and they take kasratain. So we say in Arab, we say it is mubtada marfoon walamatu rafihi dhamma muqaddara ala ya al mahdufa. Yani the dhamma that's understood on the ya that is deleted, and the tanween is iwad, yani in place of the ya that has been deleted. The second example is not an exception to the rules of mamnoon min al-sarf. It says al-mansub. أعرف معانية كثيرة لهذه الكلمة. I know many meanings for this word. I know many meanings for this word. So here in this sentence, Ma'aniya is maf'ulun bi mansub, and it has fatah. The ya is not deleted, and its i'rab is clear. The third is the exception to the rule as well, majrur. Tusta'amalu hadihi al-kalimatu bi ma'anin kathira. Yani, this word is used to have many meanings. Here, ma'anin is majrur because of bi, the preposition ba. And we see that its ya is deleted and it's taking tanween. This tanween, we say that it is iwad in place of the ya that is deleted. In terms of i'rab, we say ma'anin is majrur, and the sign of being majrur is kasra muqaddara on the ya mahdufa. The tanween here is not the sign of the i'rab. The sign of i'rab is understood. It's muqaddara on the ya that is mahdufa. And this is the end of what we have for today. Inshallah, we're going to stop with this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Shalom la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, and pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors. That He grant us al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim until we leave this world and return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, fill their graves with light, and make them spacious, and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Next week, inshallah, we'll complete this lesson with all of the exercises, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and complete this course. May Allah grant success to each of you, to all of us, to me and to all of you. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.